Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome to Rubbed Raw, your Raw recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live, and the number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We're talking the Raw after payback. We'd love to hear your comments and opinions. I'm Chris Fox, and I'll be your host on this week's installment. Tonight, our panel includes former WCW superstar and current Trans-South Wrestling heavyweight champion, Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. How are you doing tonight, Stro?
Doing great.
Awesome. And we have one of the more polarizing personalities here on VOC Nation, the co-host of Compton After Dark, Sunday nights at 11:30, and a good friend of mine, Ryan Mays. What's going on, Ryan?
What's up, man? Am I really polarizing?
Well, that's what the tagline for VOC Nation is. So
okay.
You're one of the polarizing personalities. I was going to say this is a pretty newsworthy edition of Raw. Normally I like to go through the events chronologically, but I don't think we should bury the lead here. The big news coming out of Raw tonight was Evolution, well, the Shield has broken up. Well, not completely, but Seth Rollins has turned on Ambrose and Reigns and looks like has joined with Triple H and Randy Orton. Stro, what are your thoughts on Seth Rollins' big heel turn here?
Oh, it was pretty much unexpected by a lot of folks. big shocker there, especially after the beginning of the show where Batista just quits Evolution. And so everybody's expecting, well, the Shield is riding high off their victory last night at Payback, and then wow, here comes the bombshell with Seth Rollins turning on Reigns and Ambrose.
Yeah, I did not see this coming. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, what were your thoughts? Was this the right move, you think?
I don't know, man. I mean, they needed to do something fresh. I mean, we've been seeing the same storyline going since WrestleMania. They had to switch it up somehow. But, I mean, the Shield's pretty beloved, and they're like the best thing going in WWE now. So breaking them up kind of sucks. It kind of seems like the kind of thing that's going to piss off Marks and Smarks simultaneously.
Yeah, you're right. They are beloved, but at the same time, they've accomplished quite a bit. They've held the tag team belts. They've feuded with the Wyatt. They feuded with Evolution. They had a long feud with Team Hell No. Maybe this was the time for them to break up and move on to other things. So, Stro, do you think Seth Rollins is now going to be a part of Evolution as that past, present, and future theme?
It seems that what they're alluding to, and, you know, if Evolution's like anything, you know, from the past, you know, they're, you know, when they elevated Randy Orton and Batista to star status, I guess they're on the right path, you know, with Seth Rollins. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, that looks like the case. Ryan, do you think Rollins was the right choice? Ambrose has that kind of sleazy, I don't know, feel to him, so he seemed like a guy that would turn heel eventually, but Rollins wasn't the guy that I would have thought would have turned heel.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting if anyone to turn that it would be Ambrose. It definitely felt like a turn was coming whenever they were going on about how they're brothers and they're tiling in. I mean, you just kind of wait and shoot a drop, but Rollins was not the guy I would have pegged. I mean, Reigns is the, you know, the breakout star of the group, so you'd kind of think maybe he'd be the one to initiate a breakup, but he's really over his face. But then again, you know, Ambrose is really good at being sleazy and like a wild card, so I would have seen him turning. But, you know, I like all three members, so any one of them is a loss to me.
Yeah, Seth's a workhorse, so I could see him, you know, getting in a feud with Daniel Bryan, maybe that could be that could produce some awesome matches. Well, to start off the show, we had Batista quitting Evolution. I guess his time was up, and it was time for him to go back to promoting his movie. hey, Stro, what did you think about Batista leaving and his Royal Wave goodbye?
Yeah, the Royal Wave was a nice touch. You know, it seemed, you know, like towards the last days of Evolution that Batista was kind of like the odd man out. I mean, there wasn't that unity you normally see with Evolution. And, last night, with the blue gear, when everybody else was wearing the black gear and everything. So, that, the different symbolisms like that, it kind of, was put in your head like, hey, he's kind of phasing out of the group a bit. So, yeah, I mean, it was inevitable.
Yeah, the blue stuff was a little different last night. Ryan, so Batista, since he's returned, you wouldn't say he hasn't had the greatest comeback. What would you think? Was this kind of his fault for not connecting more with the fans, or was it just wrong time, wrong place because the Daniel Bryan thing was just taking off?
I think it was just a mixture. I mean, you're going to wonder if Batista is just regretting this comeback at all. I mean, partially I do kind of feel bad for the guy because he came back at the wrong time. When Daniel Bryan was getting big, no one wanted to see some old hat, especially a muscled up representation of, old school WWE, come back in spotlight and just be rewarded with the main event WrestleMania just like that. But I can't fully, feel entirely bad for him because when he did come back, I mean, you can tell he was really out of ring shape. What little matches he had, you could tell he was gassed, immediately, and he just didn't seem to be, prepared for, the spotlight again. So, partially, it's just a mixture of things. I don't think it was a great return for him by any stretch.
Well, from what it sounds like he'll be back again in, maybe a few months, 6 months or something like that after Guardians of the Galaxy opens and he's no longer promoting. We had Stephanie come out, and she had an announcement for Money in the Bank. She said that if Bryan can compete, it'll be Bryan versus Kane in a stretcher match. But if he can't compete, the Money in the Bank ladder match will be for the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Stro, what are your thoughts? Do you think that, are you looking forward to Bryan or Daniel Bryan versus Kane at all again?
Well, I really think with this feud the way it's going, it definitely needs some closure. And if Bryan's able to, compete at Money in the Bank, this match, it's time for, other guys in the company to, to get their shot at the title, my estimation. So, I mean, this should be the nail to the feud.
Yeah, I hope so, because from what it sounded like it was only supposed to last for one pay-per-view, but they kind of extended it. But then they didn't really need to extend it because Bryan got injured. But what are your thoughts on this, Ryan? Did we really need another Kane and Bryan match?
No, make it stop. Put him with anybody else. I mean, this should have been a one match. I know the word was that he was supposed to feud with Batista, but, Dave didn't want to put him over, which, whatever. But I am not remotely interested in seeing another Kane versus Daniel Bryan match. This feud has made Bryan look weak, even when he's winning. I don't like the way it was booked from the start, so I'm not interested in seeing it continue. I just want it to be just done with. If this is a blow-off, so be it, but I feel like it should have been blown off already.
I agree with Stro that the way it's been, you do need a blow-off, but it doesn't necessarily have to be at the pay-per-view. You could have a Raw match, but looks like we're getting another pay-per-view match anyway, possibly. But speaking of Daniel Bryan looking weak, John Cena came out and spoke with Stephanie, and he mentioned that Bryan didn't want to turn over the championship because he would be afraid that he would never get a title shot again. I'm not a big fan of Daniel Bryan being afraid of stuff like being afraid of Kane and running off that during that one Raw. What are your thoughts on that, Stro?
Well, I totally agree. I mean, he's the heavyweight champion. I mean, he should look as strong as possible. I mean, you're the champion of the entire company. So, I mean, you're like the top investment. So you should have strengths on all accounts.
Yeah, I agree with that. Ryan, what do you think? Like, do you think they should be doing more to make Daniel Bryan look strong and not keep mentioning he's weak or scared?
Yeah, it's been a freaking mess, man. I mean, you had him running from Cam Kawara movie after he'd beaten him up the night before. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You've got, you know, Stephanie said it to get heat, but were you fighting his battle for him? Yeah, kind of. I mean, you've got John Cena coming out tonight to speak into his mouthpiece. I mean, what the hell, man? And, you know, on top of it all, it kind of would make sense for him to give up the belt because, I mean, it kind of is the right thing to do, too. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't for Bryan at this point.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation where he got injured right now because this should be where he should be taking off in his title reign, and he's just kind of stalled right now after his big win at WrestleMania. Let's see, what else we have? We have, Bray Wyatt, he's not around, but he will be back on Friday, they said. But it looks like Luke Harper and Eric Rowan will be feuding with the Usos from now for the Tag Team Championship. Stro, what are your thoughts on this new feud? Well, it's not exactly new, but now it's going to be over the Tag Team Championship.
You know, I think it's great, you know, to spice things up the Tag Team Division, especially you got established team with the Usos. And, you know, a great rivalry going on, you know, with Rowan and Harper. And it kind of ties into the Bray Wyatt-John Cena feud, you know, that we've been witnessing. So, I mean, it almost ties in. It all makes sense. And with, you know, Bray Wyatt and John Cena, I mean, what a match they had last night at Payback. I mean, it was very intense.
I agree. Last night's pay-per-view was really good. I mean, going into it, I wasn't exactly looking forward to it just because there's a lot of rematches, and I just wasn't overall looking forward to it. But they really turned it up and really delivered on those big two matches. Ryan, what were your thoughts on those two matches at Payback, the Last Man Standing and the six-man tag?
They were really good. I mean, what's the word they said that the WWE guys were backstage at NXT TakeOver Thursday, and that they were so impressed that they knew they were going to have to step it up for the interview Sunday. And I mean, and those big matches, they did. They were intense. They were long. You know, some crazy spots. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the pay-per-view. Well, we better head to break pretty soon. But before we head into break, I wanted to leave you guys with a trivia question about this week in wrestling history. 17 years ago, who beat Mankind in the finals to become the 1997 King of the Ring? We'll be back after this short message.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
from the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rub Draw. The number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We're talking about the Raw after Payback and the big heel turn by Seth Rollins and the implosion of the Shield. Before we left, I asked our panelists if they knew 17 years ago this week who became the 1997 King of the Ring. Do you guys know?
You said it was Mankind, right? Didn't you say who did he beat to be King of the Ring?
Yeah, he beat Mankind in the finals of the 1997 King of the Ring tournament.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess... Shoot, man. It wasn't Mabel, but I'll say Mabel.
Nope. Stro, do you have a guess?
What year was this again?
1997.
And it was Mankind, right?
Yeah, he beat Mankind in the finals.
Oh, okay. In the finals. Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Oh. I'm not really sure of that year.
It was Triple H himself, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
I'll be doggone.
Our producer got it.
Great.
Well, what else happened on tonight's Raw? We had a Money in the Bank ladder match qualifying match. We had Alberto Del Rio versus Dolph Ziggler. Alberto Del Rio won, unfortunately, to me, because he's a good wrestler, but I don't know if it's just the way he's booked, but I just can never get into his matches or his character. Stro, what are your thoughts? Are you looking forward to Alberto Del Rio in the Money in the Bank ladder match this year?
Well, I know his past involvements with ladder matches have been pretty good, and you know, he has all that experience as well. So, I mean, having him in the mix, the Money in the Bank, should definitely be a plus.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing who else is going to be in it because, like I said, Alberto Del Rio is just not my guy. I like watching. Ryan, what are your thoughts? I know you're a Ziggler fan.
I don't know why they keep doing this to Ziggler, man. I don't know if he's making people mad there or what, but the crowd wants to get behind him. They want him to win matches. They're always into him. Like last night, there were "We Want Ziggler" chants in a match he wasn't even involved in. It's like, throw the guy a bone. It's best for business to have him win some matches because the crowd wants to cheer for him.
I agree. I don't know what they have against the guy because they haven't got behind him in quite a while. Well, we kind of covered the more noteworthy events of tonight's Raw. Well, we had Kofi Kingston versus Bo Dallas that we didn't get last night because Kane came in and destroyed Kofi Kingston. Well, we had another Bo Dallas win tonight. Stro, what are your thoughts on Bo Dallas so far? Is he winning you over?
Well, he's got that classic heelish type persona, the whole believe thing, and you know, it's just I mean, we'll see how it goes there. I mean, it's kind of slow taking off, but I mean, we'll see how it goes in the coming weeks.
How about you, Ryan? I think you're bigger on Bo Dallas than I am.
I like Bo a lot, and I think part of that might just be that I'm biased from seeing him in NXT. Like, if I was just, you know, freshly seeing him now, I might feel differently. But I do like him a lot just because, you know, I always dig the heels that think they're faces. I will say that him coming out and bringing up the Pacers, losing to the Heat, was pretty weak sauce after it had, like, just happened with Damian Sandow, like, a couple of segments ago. I was like, dude, you got to come up with something else. But, I mean, I still like the guy. I like his gimmick.
Now, let's see what else we have. Well, the Matadors and Torito are still feuding with 3MB. Hornswoggle was sporting a wig. Stro, what do you think about the feud here? Is it too much comedy, or are you enjoying it?
Well, yeah, they're throwing a little bit of humor there between that and the tail being ripped off of El Torito the week before. it's great to see, you know, like, you know, the midget wrestling coming back into foreplay, but I mean, you know, I mean, I'm hoping this is not it. Maybe throw some more in the mix and, you know, maybe, heck, even get the division started. Who knows?
Yeah, I was really impressed with their match. I think it was the pre-show for Extreme Rules where those guys just tore themselves up just going through tables. But it was a good match, and Torito's talented as heck. Ryan, what are your thoughts about Torito and Hornswoggle's feud?
You know, it's always tricky when it comes to these things because, you know, I'm glad they're getting to go out there and wrestle because they're talented wrestlers. And it's cool, you know, to see them put on exciting matches and get the crowd into it. At the same time, though, you know, WWE hasn't always been terribly sensitive when it comes to, you know, minis or things of that sort. Like, they're kind of just played for goofs, like, you know, laugh at the little people type stuff, which, you know, it's just tricky to do. But overall, you know, I'm glad to see them get to work and do some matches and not just have to, like, you know, run around and hide in the ring or bite the heel's butt or something like that. You know, I'm glad they get to work.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we covered the, like I said earlier, we covered the most noteworthy things that happened on Raw tonight. But before we wrap up, I guess I should bring up Rusev's medal ceremony that went nowhere. Stro, were you as baffled as I was that they came out and had the Russian national anthem? It sounded like the Soviet Union national anthem, and nobody interrupted, and they just went to break.
Yeah, I thought I was watching Rocky IV all over again, actually, with the whole ceremony. Yeah, I was disappointed Nikolai Volkov didn't come out and sing it for him. No, but
I agree, yeah. They need Nikolai, or they need Hacksaw to come out, somebody to come out and just interrupt and add something to it. Ryan, how about you? Were you just kind of baffled, too?
Yeah, I'm with the Rocky IV analogy, man. I wanted to see Apollo Creed come out from the ceiling.
I agree. Well, that's pretty much it for Raw tonight. Like I said, it was very noteworthy. We had Seth Rollins turning on the Shield, and we had Batista quitting tonight. So, I mean, it's still a long 3 hours to get through, but we did have a couple of big things that happened. So let's get to some plugs. Stro, do you have some plugs and some appearances for us?
I sure do. This Saturday, well, actually, this Thursday, I'm doing the WCW Retro Show in VOC Nation with my buddy Dan. And then this Saturday, I'll be at Union County Fairgrounds in Union, South Carolina, defending the Trans-South Wrestling Heavyweight Championship there. And bell time is 7:30. And for more information
cool,
on things going on with me and the movies, I can get ready to do Dracula's War trailer later on this month when that upcoming movie as well. So for all the information on me and what's happening, just go to my official website at www.thestro.com and just put Stro in the Google search to find it.
Awesome. I'm going to check that out. So, Ryan, do you have any plugs for us?
Yeah, if you want to see me, just come to Atlanta and, you know, I might be driving around town or eating at restaurants or, you know, just doing normal stuff. But I give all my plugs to Paul Destro. He's cool.
Oh, you're not plugging Dean Compton's Compton After Dark?
Oh, dude, that's like such a dum-dum. Yeah, you're right. Compton After Dark, Sunday night, my boy Dean, I co-host it, but very loosely put co-host it. But, you know, he's great. He interviews, you know, comic book writers, artists, wrestlers, you know, wrestling personalities. We had people Bobby Eaton on there a couple weeks ago, which was great. And it's a lot of fun. Sunday nights, after dark, you know, 11:30, 2 hours long. Check it out live or check it out in podcast form. I think you'll dig it.
Cool. Well, I got nothing to plug except for, well, I'm hosting again in a couple weeks, but that looks like that about wraps it up for Rub Draw this week. Thanks for listening, everybody.